Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my God. The sky's turning all pink. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful out. I have a tiny sliver of window between this cabinet and this computer screen, and it's just, oh, God, it's so pretty right now.
All you have is a sliver of window, but you always freak out like the double rainbow guy.
It's so beautiful. What does it mean? Way across the sky. God, I love the double rainbow guy. I'd love to hear a little of that song. God, I remember there was a time when I had that. I think I got it off iTunes or something. I was listening to that all the time. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Still loading.
Okay, it's all
right. Computer's just booted up.
This part of the show is brought to you by Dell. You can watch the show. Hey there. Go to radioalice.com/watch, and that takes you right to the Looking Glass link. And Vaughn runs the cameras, and he just does an amazing job cutting away, splitting the screen. It's amazing. You should check it out. And actually, it's on there 24/7, so it's live when we are live here on the show, and then throughout the day it loops. So you can, get a little Sarah and Vinny anytime you want. I know how, sometimes 6 p.m. you're like, oh, God, you know what I could use right now? A little Sarah and Vinny. We're there for you. We're there 24/7. Whenever you need us. I'll be there. So there you go. That's our Looking Glass. During Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th generation Intel Core processors. Call 877 by Dell to speak with a small business technology advisor today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Come out today for your delicious donut indulgence. Okay. I'll do it. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so I have not watched Michelle Wolf, who was a guest here. I didn't watch her speech, but I read quite a bit of it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't watch that.
I'm
please.
Shocked.
Don't be. I don't think I've ever watched one live.
But you're really into the Trump bashing, and she's pretty good.
Yeah, she did a great job bashing him, and a great job bashing Hillary, and a great job bashing basically everyone who was there. The thing is that people are pissed at her. They said she went too far with a couple of the jokes. Other people are like, who cares? It's a correspondence dinner. It's like a roast. You know, what are you guys all upset about? You knew that. And, you know, she's not the first person to. It's a political
thing.
Well,
listen, if you were to ask me in advance, there's going to be this dinner. Mm-hmm. They're going to hire a comedian to be outrageous. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to go? I think the proper prediction would be people will be outraged.
Yes. Oh, they will.
So no big surprise
right. That
people are outraged.
She did. As I was reading through some of the jokes this morning, the abortion one was pretty rough.
See, I didn't see it all. I watched the first 5 minutes, 4 minutes. She started to do a call and response thing where she coached the audience to how... Rich is he, something
oh,
like
right,
that.
Oh, right.
And then she started to do the Trump is so, and then they have to respond. And I went, okay, I'm out of here for that. I imagine that was just a piece.
Sure.
But for me, it was a weak moment, and I saw the exit.
Well, Trump is so broke.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, okay, weak moment.
How broke
Here's my
is
exit.
He? Well, if that was the beginning, she definitely sort of found her footing and started walking down the path of I'm pissing everyone off.
Prior to that, I thought she was great.
And she's very funny.
She even said, this is so fun. You're going to totally regret hiring me. You should have looked me up.
There was one, I'm sure you didn't grab this one because it has the P word in it.
Oh, yeah.
On Trump not being there. Did you get this?
No, I didn't, but
I drag him here myself, but it turns out the President of the United States is the one P word you're not allowed to grab.
That was early as well. Oh, I heard that one. There was a yarn joke setting that one up, which was nice. I thought, oh, look at that. Yarn humor.
Oh.
Who would have ever?
I want to hear the yarn
joke. It's about the pink yarn.
The hats. Right. Oops. Well, that's what they called them. We're fine.
You didn't fully say anything.
I didn't.
Right.
That's pink yarn has been selling more than ever at the craft stores. Also, they're running out of tag board for all the protesting.
Oh.
They're enjoying. So it was a nice joke. It was there. You know, all the craft stores are enjoying
a nice
sales.
Upsurge,
yes.
Right. I'm 32, which is a weird age. 10 years too young to host this event and 20 years too old for Roy Moore. That's a good one. That's all I've got on my highlight page. Do you have anything else that you wanted to throw in there?
I pretty much played everything.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So everyone hates Michelle Wolf today, except me. I think she's great. The draft, you know, the one thing that we're making a huge deal about?
The NFL draft
about. The NFL draft.
How did John do?
I don't really know what the summation is on the whole thing, but he was there and I got to see a lot of it.
You didn't hear any cussing? I mean, can't you tell by the overall cloud over the house?
He sits on the phone with my brother as they're doing he's like, okay, our pick's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And then they bitch that, you know, they're not given enough time instead of like focusing the camera on the announcement.
Time for them to chat?
No, because usually what happens is each franchise gets up and they say a couple words, especially in the earlier draft rounds. There's a lot more time involved.
The Patriots are on the clock.
Right, exactly. And then they'll do
some
speculation.
Goes on, and they go to the announcers who've been there for 3 days straight, and they have to act excited about this guy's upside.
Right.
This guy that they're considering is... Really, he's got a great leap. You should see him jump. He's a great jumper. And he's also his 40-yard dash, a 4.4. That's fast.
So we get to round three, and there's a guy with no hand. And,
You know what, though? He is a badass.
He is. His brother actually got drafted last year.
His twin, right?
His twin brother.
Did he... get taken by the Pats?
No, he got taken by the Seahawks.
Oh, all right.
We were just only talking about the Pats because that's what's happening at my house. But
right.
No, this is a guy who the Seattle Seahawks drafted a linebacker in the fifth. Oh, I'm sorry. In the fifth round, his brother was drafted in the third round. The guy's name is Shaquem Griffin, and he's notable for a few reasons, and one of them is he has one hand. I don't know what he's got on the other arm. Does he have a prosthetic or some kind of, and is that allowed? His left hand was amputated when he was 4 because of a rare condition called amniotic band syndrome. That didn't stop him from being a star at the University of Central Florida, where he was named AAC Defensive Player of the Year in 2016. He's the first one-handed player to be drafted in the modern Super Bowl era. A guy named Ellis Jones also only had one hand, and he was, he was chosen by a team called the Boston Yanks.
Oh, this was a long time ago then.
In 1945.
There was a guy named Tom Dempsey who had half a foot and was missing, I think, part of an arm.
Oh,
wow.
And he was a kicker.
Mm.
And he was like one of the good kickers, too. I think he even held a record for a while, but it was like his foot was cut.
In half.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't have the front of his foot, it's that he didn't have all of the foot.
Right, but he didn't have toes, like the front.
Oh,
the...
It is chopped off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what his deal was, but Tom Dempsey was another person who played.
Well, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Made it work. They say your toes are, you know, the key to all your balance. I guess you'd find a new balance if you...
This guy seems to be like he's going to be okay, based on the way he played in college.
Right.
He's a good player.
Well, he's a defensive guy, so he, you know, wouldn't be in line. I mean, he might wind up with the ball. That's the thing is, you know, when there's a chance to...
So, you know, he'll figure it out or pitch it off. One of the Giants, I think he's been traded now. Remember the guy who blew his hand up?
Yeah,
with the firecrackers.
I don't really have a lot of details on this.
Pierre Paul something is his name. He was a dude who was one of the great players for the Giants. I think he was in contract negotiations.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
That guy.
Oh no.
And was it was the off season.
Oh.
But was holding a firework when it off and it blew up his hand. His hands shaped differently forever more. Mm-hmm. Like
and you're not supposed to hold those
things. No, you're not. And he's like there was a lot of trip on the guy. Like, let us see your hand. We're not giving you a new contract till we can see
right. Which hand
what's happened to you. I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
But he, it blew up.
Did he wind up getting signed?
He did get signed, but he's been traded since. But he plays. Guys are able to make it work.
Looks like it's his right hand.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Unless he's a lefty. Anyway, there's a lot of happy reaction. So the Seattle Seahawks have both twins, Shaquem and Shaquille.
Oh, cool.
So congrats to all of them. You know what? I'm not... The Avengers did really well. They did break the record for the biggest release, the biggest opening. I'll have more details on that, but we need to take a break. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Robot sex after these.
All right. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 6:37 on a wonderful Monday morning. The sun is already rising up. Sky is just beautiful. It's going to be a nice day. It's supposed to get really warm by the end of the week. Like this weekend will be warm weekend. It's actually been nice out, but kind of chilly.
It rained at my house.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend?
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
Which night?
I want to say it was Saturday night into Sunday morning, but it rained at Saturday morning when I was in the ocean, like early. There was huge, dark rain squalls out over the ocean and a giant rainbow. It was like a really neat,
beautiful,
ridiculous moment. Mm. Really cool. So, yeah, there's
totally unexpected this close to the summer. It just seems like our rainy season's been so wacky.
It's been cool. Really cool.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Clusterfest is coming back, and we've got 3-day tickets. So listen at 7 for your chance to win. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game radio called... Karma, take a by its real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Jane, everyone. She's an excellent radio show host. Good music picker. You're going to love her. I believe she is.
She's back. Never can win, girl.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
We'll begin with the Warriors are up 1 on the Pelicans. Yay!
Well, they had to do their best because Beyonce was there.
You right. heard that, huh? You weren't watching, were you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. But, of course, you know, I get the pictures.
People are
in the
Instagram
celebrity trash.
And all over the place,
sure.
Too.
Well, there she is.
Uh-huh.
And Jay-Z, too. But.
Right. Wow. What do you mean?
Beyonce was there. And Jay-Z.
Oh, come on! You got that backwards. Mm. Anyway.
I feel like I don't.
Mm-hmm. Ask
Beyonce
the room.
Beyonce was
who's
there.
Better, Jay-Z or Beyonce?
Oh,
go ahead,
Beyonce.
Ask. Okay, but ask the room.
Okay, the room, who's better? Oh, it's Beyonce.
It's Jay-Z.
See, I told
Beyonce.
You like Beyonce better than Jay-Z?
I do. I'm not crazy about either one of them, to be honest.
Oh,
with
really?
Yeah,
oh, man.
Help me out here.
Come on, man.
You know, they're both great. I can't choose.
That's
unbelievable. You are.
Look at, we'll
I do
break,
like them both a lot. I'm
we'll
not...
break it with Hooman.
All right, Hooman.
Come on, don't take 10 minutes to answer.
I'm gonna have to say Beyonce.
Oh my God, of course he does.
Right. That is correct.
Listen, when Jesus say yes.
Nobody
yes.
can say no.
What that's Vaughn Michelle think? Williams, though.
Yeah, that's not even Beyonce.
Z
but she
Jay?
Sings on it. Jay-Z Wait, doesn't rap on
Jay?
It.
Jay-Z? Jay-Z. He
Thank
says
you.
Jay-Z.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, since
so
Brent is split,
no,
it's not even a tie. I mean,
right,
you
fine.
Can't definitively say, thank you, great.
Unbelievable. The Sharks.
You are.
You are unbelievable.
The Sharks won over the weekend, everyone.
Yay!
It was a controversial win
in
double
overtime.
Well, there was a goal by the other team that was taken off the board, and then they went on to win. So whatever, they've evened the series. They play tonight at home. Go Sharks. 7 o'clock game time. Today is 2018 Spare the Air, the first day of 2018 Spare the Air smog season. So district officials are asking people, drive less if you can this summer. Cars are the number one source of smog pollution in the region. And so they ask, if you can find a way to ride share, drive less, get on your bike, ride a skateboard, whatever you want to do besides that will help. So kicking off the season today with, it doesn't look like it's going to be too hot. So
no, it doesn't.
I don't know what this is all about. Maybe it's been cleared. It was just handed to me. They say here that Highway 101 just south of San Antonio Road in Marin, a semi-truck overturned really early this morning, and they've got lane closures. So we don't really do traffic here anymore, but I thought I'd mention it as you're running out.
I heard it was still going on this morning. I've been trying to catch the news, but I keep missing that particular report.
This is, it's northbound, though, right? So it's hopefully not as impactful on the commute. But they had an elaborate workaround, like on, you had to take 37 to Lakeville Highway.
Right.
And
oh,
whole,
so you know about it.
Yeah, okay. they were saying it this morning on KCBS.
Right when I first got in my car, they were talking about how it was still there and all the lanes were closed. And it was
yikes.
My God.
That's not good.
No.
So cigs.
Cigs.
Ciggies. People don't really smoke cigarettes as much as they used to, but it does seem like vaping has become pretty huge.
Yeah.
And this story is about how the teens have taken to it. Health and education officials across the country are raising alarms over wide underage use of e-cigs and other vaping products. The devices heat liquid into an inhalable vapor that's sold in sugary flavors like mango and mint, and often with addictive nicotine in them.
That is the problem. You are putting yourself in nicotine prison.
They're marketed to smokers as a safer alternative to traditional cigs, but for some reason, the teens seem to like them even more. They've
teens like them because they taste like bubble gum. I mean, that's the thing. Right. Like, what I smoke is really it's a nicotine inhalant, and it is 1,000 times better than. Yes, I'm still addicted to nicotine, but health-wise, I actually would say it's healthier. That said, I am still totally addicted to nicotine. If those e-cigs were to suddenly go away, I'd wind up having to smoke cigarettes again. It's the stinky flavored ones that you smell when you walk by someone.
So you do what's known as an e-cig?
I do.
And have you tried the vaping?
The ones with the large sort of reservoir.
They have actually really neat looking. I guess this is why kids like them, is they are pipes almost.
Yeah.
They look like pipes.
They're that size. They are.
It's like a cartridge thing. And they come in different metals and probably different colors. I can see why kids would be like, oh, I'm going to get a cool one of those.
Right. A little contraption. I have hit the flavored ones, and they're just not for me. Like, the reason I'm smoking it is solely to get the nicotine. Like, if it was flavorless, I'd be happier with it.
They say e-cigs are still illegal under 18. And some states have bumped the minimum to 21, but students still buy them online or from older friends.
Well, that's the thing.
I used to totally, hey, Mr. Cloves. And that was sort of the first thing that we stole Triumph from Doyle. That was Jason Sisko's dad. He smoked Triumphs, so we would steal those.
Are those regular cigarettes?
Yeah, it's like a regular cig. Right. But then we would, hey, Mr. Cloves from Peer Records, and you just, anybody walking through, you, hey, can you buy me some cloves? Sure, kid. I don't think people do that anymore, though.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it
but
either.
But people did it for me all the time.
Well, you're so charming and adorable. I'm sure that's why.
You think? All right. Well, that's nice of you to
say. Well, I think people don't want to get in trouble these days either.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question, because one of the things about cigarettes and cloves in particular is you stink. Mm-hmm. You're covered in that smell. It's
on your hands, it's in your mouth,
impossible
and it's on your clothes, in your hair.
Yeah, when you get home as a teenager, your mom or dad can tell you've been up to something. Do the vapes have any
scent?
There's
no way. Yeah. You can't tell. I mean, unless
you can
doing
smell
it,
some of the smoke, some of the flavored
the vapor.
Ones. You smell the actual
if
vapor,
they
but
do
they
it,
you
like,
don't
yeah.
wear it like you wear mm-hmm. cigarettes.
It doesn't stick the same way.
It's not really smoke.
Do.
It's vapor, even though it has that full smoky look as you exhale it. It's just somehow not the same.
If I were to check, the way you check someone is pull their hand up and smell their fingers. They're like, you immediately know they've been smoking a
oh,
cigarette,
goodness.
Even if you've washed their. So do your fingers stink from that thing? No.
I mean, I don't.
You're holding a piece of metal with a yeah. button on it.
Right.
You're not really hitting the.
You're not
your
getting.
Your hands aren't touching.
And the smoke isn't surrounding. Like when you're smoking a cigarette, the smoke is it's smoking the whole time. It gets up on you.
Your hand
but
is
a vape,
in the cloud.
Right. Your hand's in the cloud. But when you're vaping, it's just a. It's
I think that's another reason these kids are getting addicted is because they're trying to do these vape tricks. You know about the tricks? Crazy like, huge clouds of smoke come out from these vape.
I see that
things.
In cars when I'm driving down
yeah,
the road.
But nowadays, it's actually like a hobby that they make these crazy.
Kids, that's not
O's.
A hobby.
Look at this crap. It's like they start doing really elaborate tricks.
Oh my!
That you didn't think were possible.
Jesus, how is he doing?
Oh
that?
My goodness!
Yeah.
So you gotta. I'm sure this is just YouTube, right? But
yeah,
this kid has
YouTube.
Created. That's like taking smoke rings to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yet, oh boy, he really has some tricks going there.
That he put time into that.
Yes. Well, and that's why he's now addicted to nicotine and will be for the rest of his life.
The rise of teen vaping has sparked concern among parents, politicians, and federal health authorities who've announced a nationwide crackdown on underage sales of e-cigs. So you can expect that they're coming for you, kids, and your
big fat O's, your donut O's,
your e-cigs. I always wanted my smoke to taste like smoke. Like I had to be tripping to get a cool one of those menthols off my girlfriend, because that's what she smoked. I had to be really desperate
right.
to smoke one of those. I don't want that flavor. I want smoke.
You right. want it to hurt?
It just be up. Yeah, that's Vinny's goal.
Like the whiskey
always,
oven.
Right?
Yeah, I do need a little pain
to
with
punish
my pleasure.
Yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Weirdo.
Self-flagellation. For some reason, I do. Sarah,
Yara,
you're a smart lady.
Thank you.
If you have sex with a robot, does it count as sex?
No. That counts as same as getting yourself.
That's sleeping with yourself.
Unless you love the robot, and then it's sex.
Most people are with you. I would think that that just depends on your marital status. If you're single, yeah, that's sex.
Is it?
Well, I mean, I could see someone convincing themselves of that.
Oh,
yeah, I got laid.
Oh, I see. So it's...
Yeah.
It's all sort of in your attitude
toward it. I'm doing
it.
Right. And if you're a married guy, you're like, no.
It's masturbatory.
Right. So 39% of people say it's that, sleeping with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
21 say it counts as actual sex.
I don't know. It's like if you bang a tree, are you really having sex? Like, you know what I mean? If you get a park bench or, I don't know. If you have one of those machines that does stuff to you, if it's not human shaped, isn't it just self-love?
An object.
Yeah. So just because it's human shaped...
Here's the angle I was getting at.
Okay.
The survey also found 30% of people think it counts as cheating on your significant other if you do it with a robot. And that's why I'm saying it. It's all about where you stand. If you're single, then yeah, you're getting laid. If you're married,
is
absolutely
it
not.
If John was, I mean, if it's one
is
of those real dolls.
Is he spending more time with robot than he is with
Would he
you?
Rather bang the robot yeah. than me?
Well, listen, how many times, though, have you guys both said that you don't think about it that much and you do
sure.
it because you want to make your person happy, but you could totally not. Mm-hmm. You'd rather, you know, crochet.
Right,
or
so why doesn't he go
do
that,
something else?
That's a horny robot, and she wants it.
So yeah. if you're getting your what you need from that thing, why would it bother the wife? If she's
the
off
wife
the,
still
off
wants
the
to
hook,
be desired,
so to speak.
I guess. I'd be fine with it, but you know. You wouldn't be, would you?
It depends. How much time is he spending with this robot?
Is he buying her gifts? Does he take her
is
out
he
to dinner?
Her out?
Does he love her?
Is he watching TV with her?
Yeah. Well, does he put his arm around her and cuddle up on the couch with her?
Cooking her dinner.
Does he give her piggyback rides while he's walking the dog?
Does he give her extra batteries? What's happening? Oh. Come on.
He likes it. He's doing it all the time.
I don't want that.
He likes it. He's
Can you hear him talking to her, like through the closed door?
Don't worry, baby. What's she's leaving real soon.
Right? When is she leaving?
Yeah.
She
I
never
want
does
you
that.
All for myself.
We're gonna have to get a hotel. She's gonna be in there watching TV all day. Right. You and your TV. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Is it fair to say my TV is my robot?
Might be.
He said that just as I took a sip of coffee. I almost spit my coffee all over the board.
707 says, that smoky eye joke is what's getting Michelle Wolf in the most trouble. People are twisting it and saying she was making fun of her looks.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was saying she burns facts, burns lies, and uses them to have a smudgy, smoky eye.
It doesn't matter. I think that you hired a comedian to go on and make jokes.
Yeah, and she did, and they were hilarious. And they were bipartisan. She seems to hate everyone.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was sitting up on the stage, and they kept cutting to her. It was awesome.
Yeah, she was right there. There's one shot that I looked at where she's just looking up, and she just has this really hateful look on her face.
I tried to watch the whole thing and got bored in the call and response part, so I missed most of the good stuff, it looks like.
I think she only did 20, 25 minutes, but I didn't see the call and response stuff. I didn't see any of it. I read the whole transcript.
All right. Sarah, I'm sorry about your voice. I know that sucks.
What?
What's the matter with your voice?
Nothing.
My ex-wife... I can't.
Maybe they meant the poison oak.
Yeah.
Sorry about your poison oak? Sorry about your voice. Is there something up with my voice?
No.
Is your voice okay?
Did
you sing this weekend?
I sing every weekend, Vinny.
So you sang your brains out this weekend?
I wouldn't say I sang my brains out. John was working on a couple songs, so I sang those. And sometimes he's like, don't sing for a minute. I'm trying to work this one.
What's he working on?
He's trying to figure out Angie. There's like a couple of...
Stones.
Yeah, the Stones. So he was watching. So he's watching the actual Stones performances. And there's like one section that he... I don't know, whatever. So he was playing it over and over, and I was like,
trying not to sing.
Because he's like, hey, just wait a minute. Just let me get it all set up. He goes, like, I don't know that part. Stop. Okay, honey. He's like, you don't know that song? Seems like an easy one.
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't leave the house all weekend. In PJs or loungewear from Friday night to Monday morning.
Oh, winning.
I won the weekend.
You sure did.
I don't think I went anywhere.
So, 415 says, so, Vinny, I'm curious. Doesn't your wife take offense finding out your true motives the next day?
What?
No, she knows me. She knows that this is about me saying that I would go to the aquarium. But of course I didn't want to. I wanted to stay home and play guitar and
be alone.
I had a million other things on my agenda. But, you know, I need her to help lead me to the family ways. Mm. Otherwise,
and you're really being led right down that path.
I'm trying.
You got a little sister on the way.
To do some of the right things. That my instinct isn't, yes, you know what? We should get in the car for an hour or two on the weekend and burn up a day.
That sounds great.
That's not my instinct, so it's a good thing.
Sure. You're learning.
I don't necessarily think it's going to happen all the time. In fact, that won't happen again.
What, going to the...
The weekend thing. Oh. That's got to be a weekday for that. For me.
Well, sure. I'm sure it's much less crowded on a weekday.
Anyway. There's some text for you. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Bad news for Chris Kelly.
Uh-oh.
You hear about this, Hooman? I got a movie pass story that's going to take your head clean off.
Uh-oh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.